Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Terrence Bryant. Date of birth 5/8/1970, date of procedure April 16, 2024. Physician Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt, referring physician Dr. Mark Brooks. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description: procedure and formal consent was obtained. Period: possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation. Drug reaction: the possibility of missing lesions, vision, ligaments, or alternate patient breathe. The patient breath and aspirate suit placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia strips with monitoring anesthesia care. As digital optical exam is arm period while leaving the arm to your gut. Colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision of the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. Elastic valve and complements of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, elastic valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, sinus colon, sphenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Within the constraints of report prep period, a retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is greater than 5, 1-2-2. Comma, poor prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings: overall, significantly poor prep, particularly on the right side. Boston bowel prep score greater than 5, 1-2-2. Next sign is a tortuous and looping, tortuous colon with significant amount of looping noted. Next sign, there was an approximately 6 mm hepatic flexure assessed apart from a cold snare polypectomy. This was not retrieved given the prep. Next sign, there was approximately 7 mm sigmoid colon assessed apart from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids and hypertrophied anal papillae in order to non-retroflexion. Next line, plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy next available given the poor prep and difficulty of evaluation on the right side. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Recommend 2-day prep on the next evaluation.